Hello, 大家好，我是 Jenny, 你正在收听由凯
琳。Hey guys, this is Adam.
哎，你为什么要打断我？
Well, that's the topic of today's show, isn't it?
是，本来要跟你生气的，但是没关系，很好的带出了我们今天的话题。那其实用中文用我们自己的母语打断别人就不太容易啊，那要用英语打断别人，而且是礼貌的打断别人就更难。
Is it though? It's pretty simple, Jenny.
Well, it's simple for you as a native speaker.
As somebody who likes to interrupt people, yes. But actually, there are lots of really useful expressions that we can use to politely interrupt someone.
哎，是，特别有那么好的老师 Adam 在呢，这个再难的问题也都不是问题哈。好，那我们今天要教大家两个非常关键的英语词，两个单词，就是来打断别人的。那我们也会教大家一些非常地道的俚语表达，口语表达，你也可以用来打断别人。好，那其中当然一个词，刚刚 Adam 已经说了很多遍啊，就是 interrupt。那 interrupt 它的意思就是打断，对吗？
That's right.
哎，但是我觉得这里很重要的一点就是大家千万不要和一个长得有点像的英语词搞错，那个词叫 disrupt。
Oh yeah, disrupt is a little bit more serious.
Disrupt 是有那种捣乱颠覆的意思，是吧？
Like disrupt the economy or something.
或者一些小孩子 disrupt the order, 就是把秩序搞得很混乱。
Right.
So don't saySorry to disrupt, you want to say sorry to interrupt.
Right.
Now, you know, where are some good places to actually interrupt someone? 就是一个人在讲话或者比如说在开会啊、甚至朋友聊天，对吧？有些事情你没听懂或者没听清楚，你想打断他，那在什么样的时机就是这种 timing 比较好？
Yeah, so I don't know if this is an English thing. I'm pretty sure it's the same thing in Chinese.
怎么讲呢?
Well, when somebody takes a breath.
对,就是比如那个说话的人正好他歇了一些喘口气,对吧? So there is a small pause, 一个小中断,这个时候你打断他就 OK. 所以就像 Adam 说的,其实在中文里面我们差不多也会这样来打断别人啊,挑这些时机。
Right. Now, the other good place is when somebody takes a different kind of pause. So in English, of course, that's at the end of a sentence.
就是等他一句话讲完。
Right. The problem is some people, they don't really end their sentences, right? They keep on going and going and going, right? Don't they? That's what they do.
Exactly. 那这时候怎么办呢?
Well, so that's when you might need to be a little bit moreforceful and use some of the things that we are going to teach you today.
好，那我们就赶快教大家吧。How do we actually do it? How do we actually politely interrupt someone?
Well, fortunately, you are talking to a Canadian, and there is no word that is more Canadian than sorry.
Sorry, 对不起。就不好意思，对吧？中文里面你要打断别人也是经常会，哎，不好意思，我能问你个问题吗？我能打断你一下吗？
Right, so, hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I gotta go, or whatever.
好，那我们就来看看怎么把 sorry 和 interrupt 用在一句句子里面来礼貌的打断别人。
Well, that's pretty much it, sorry to interrupt.
就是 sorry to interrupt、这里的介词我们要用 to 啊，或者是不是也可以说I'm really sorry to interrupt, I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Oh yeah, you can modify sorry a million different ways. I am exceptionally sorry to interrupt.
Or I'm terribly sorry
terribly
to interrupt.
Sorry.、
Yeah. 诶，其实有的时候也是可以把 I'm sorry 用在前面，然后一个逗号后面说 could I interrupt? 就是 I'm really sorry, but could I interrupt here? Could I interrupt、
sure.
for a second?、
Mm-hmm.
好，所以很简单啊，记住 interrupt 这个词，然后记住 sorry 或者 could I 这些比较礼貌的来表达不好意思，我要打断一下就可以了。
That's right.
好，那除了 interrupt 以外呢，其实英语我们也还可以用另外一个 inter 开头的词是吗
Oh yeah, Jenny really wanted to put this word in here, interject.
Interject, I-N-T-E-R-J-E-C-T, interject.、Mm.我很想介绍这个词，就是我昨天在听一个播客的时候，他们就在讲一个话题，然后其中有一个主持人就说，哦、oh, ，sorry, I have to interject here， 然后我就想说，哦、oh, ，这也是很好的一个来打断别人的方法啊。
It is, but it's not really something that we would use in our daily lives. I mean, unless we're podcast hosts.
为什么这个词比较正式吗？
Yes, that's right. It's pretty formal. So it's something that a lawyer would do or some other kind of professional.
Oh, 对我昨天听的那个节目好像就是是 BBC 的、
right.
他们很 formal. Could I interject?
Oh, yes. Jolly good.
好我们日常就我们老百姓 stick with interrupt 就行了哈。
That's right.
好的那我们刚刚教的句式很多是 you know, I'm sorry to interrupt or I'm really sorry, could I interrupt for a second? 但除了 could I, 我们是不是还能用 hate 这个词啊、
That's right. So Jenny and I are both pretty positive people. We don't like to use words like hate, but this is really a time when hate is appropriate. So sorry, I hate to interrupt, but there's a phone call.
对所以 hate 在这里其实是也是一个很 polite, 很客气的这一个作用。它不是说我很恨你或者我很恨一件事情、而是说啊我真的不想 I really don't want to or I don't mean to interrupt you.
Right, and actually we could probably do a whole show on just hate.、really sorry, I hate to run, but I'm late.
好那其实除了 hate 以外另外还有一个常用的说法是
I don't mean to interrupt.
Oh, 这里的 mean or mean to 就是我不想，对不对？
Right. I really, really don't want to, but, you know, you just keep talking and talking and talking.
Okay, so I don't mean to interrupt.
Right. Now, keep in mind, guys, this is don't mean. So some of you might be thinking...Why don't you say didn't mean, past tense, but just say don't mean. I don't mean to interrupt, but something is wrong.
好，那其实除了直接用 interrupt 打断这个词呢 ,there are also other ways, 就是我们可以打断别人但不直接用这个词。
Sure, absolutely. Can I say something? Could I say something here?
很简单的就是我能说句话吗你一直在说 You've been going on for 20 minutes. Could I say something?、
Yeah. Could I get a quick word in?、
所以当你用 could I 的时候它就是比较礼貌的 right? So the other person isn't going to be very angry or offended.
I hope not. So there are other words we can use too. So quick, we've already said a few times. Or can I...quickly say something, or could I quickly add something? These always show that this will only take a second, and then we're back to you, Motor Mouth.
Oh, yeah, 就是不好意思，我能问一个小问题吗？我能很快说一个什么吗？对吧？
Right, exactly. Or maybe you don't really want to interrupt. Maybe you just didn't quite get or didn't quite understand what the person was saying. So you might want to clarify something.
哎对这个很有用啊 to clarify something, 就是你要 clear 嘛对吧所以你必须要先 clarify, 就是我先确认一下我先弄清楚一下。
Right, and again, we could add quickly there. Could we quickly clarify something?
哎我是不是也能跟对方说could we stop for a sec?
We could, but I personally am more likely to say, could I stop you?
Oh, 你比我直接。我是说我们可以停一下吗?你说我能让你停一下吗?但是我觉得只要你说 could I, 其实就是让他语气软化了很多。
Right, it's me that is doing it. There are lots of times when we is the appropriate...polite thing to say, but here you are taking responsibility for this bad thing.
Could I just stop you for a second?、
Mm-hmm.
所以其实这个里面有很多语气软化的小窍门，除了刚刚说的 could I, 然后 just 这种小词，以及 you know, could I stop you for a second, 就是很短，对不对？ I'm not going to stop you for an hour.
That's right. Do you want to hear the most polite question you could imagine, Jenny?
Oh, of course.
Sorry, could I justquickly stop you for a second, please.
哦，这个很礼貌。但是你讲这句话已经用了 more than a second.
Right, I know. You spent an hour just saying the sentence.
That's the irony, right? 诶，其实还有一个你经常说的，就是也是同样的意思， but you use another expression.
I do, but this one isn't particularly polite. This one is when the microphone is off and someone is talking and I want to interrupt. I usually just say, hold on, hold on, hold on. Wait a second there, hold on.
Hold on 和 wait a second 就是哎，等一等，等一下。
Right. Usually I'm saying that because I disagree, or it's not that I disagree with something that a person said, but maybe they have said something that is...factually wrong.
好，那很明显 hold on 就是比我们刚刚教大家的说法要更直接，然后我是觉得就要看你和那个 speaker 的关系。我猜想啊 Adam, 你在用 hold on 的时候，就是你和对方其实挺熟的， so you know the other person isn't really going to mind, right? 但是如果我跟他不熟，或者说我们在一个会议的场合，旁边有很多人， I probably would not just say hold on, hold on, because it is pretty direct.
I would definitely not say it, that's right. But with your friends, 100%.
对。好，那讲到 friends 啊，我们比较 casual， 我们今天节目的最后呢，就教大家一些就更加轻松的俚语表达，让你可以自然的打断别人。
Okay, so a lot of these phrasal verbs contain the word in, just like interrupt.
哦，是，那都有哪些短语呢？
Well, let's start with jump in.
Oh, jump in. Jump, 我们都知道它有跳的意思嘛。比如 jump in the water, 跳到水里。但这里 you're jumping into a conversation or someone speaking.
Right. Now, keep in mind with this phrase, it doesn't always need to mean interrupt. It can just mean take part in the conversation. So, you know, maybe like, oh, Jenny, it's your turn. Could you jump in here?
Okay, 就是你也发表一下意见，对吧？就参与到这个 discussion 当中。
That's right. But we can use it for interruption as well.
Could I jump in? 好，那第二个含有 in 的这个动词短语是
chime in.
Chime, C-H-I-M-E.、Mm-hmm. 这词可能大家有点陌生啊。它有一个意思是有点像 singing, 是吧？唱歌。
It's a kind of instrument.
啊，是一个乐器哈。
Right.
那总之 chime in 也是有，哎，我也来发表一下意见。
Right, exactly. I think sometime in the past, a sound of a chime would go, and then, okay, now it's your turn. So that's why we say chime in. But the point is, it's kind of like jump in. It means to join the conversation.
Okay. 好，那最后还有一个俚语表达是
Well, this one seems like it's the most related to 打断 which is cut in.
Cut in 让我想到插队啊，什么 someone can cut in line.
Yes, it's the same word. We wouldn't really say interrupt the line, but we can say cut in line or cut in the line, just like we can cut in to a conversation.
Could I cut in here?
Yeah.
那但是 cut in 会不会比较有一点 rude?
You know, we've already mentioned a few little tricks, you know. Could I cut in for a second? Could I just cut in for a second? Could I quickly cut in?
Oh, yeah. Those are really good little tricks. 那这几种比较口语的表达，你觉得开会的时候能用吗？
Jump in and chime in probably will be used a lot because, again, it could be your boss asking you to take part. Hey, Adam, would you mind chiming in about the sales figures?
所以就是工作场合也能用。
Right. Now, again, cut in is a little bit, it's right there in the word. It's a little bit sharper, so be careful with that. But jump in and chime in. Those ones are definitely good ones to use.
How good to know. OK, 我们今天节目的最后呢，想跟大家说说，就我们前面讲的这些都是 you're prepared, 你有所准备要打断别人。但是有的时候，比如我和 Adam 录音，我们正好两个人同时说话了。然后就会说、oh, 哎、不小心 you know, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Right, exactly. That's part of the fun of working from home is you can't really see the other person and there's always going to be a delay with the internet speed. So I'm sure everybody here has that experience of cutting someone off during a meeting.
特别是那种线上会议、对吧因为有的时候就像你说的网络有延迟之类的所以如果是这样的情况 You can say Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off
Right, or sorry for cutting you off
Yeah, yeah 好的那我们今天呢教了大家一些非常实用的表达下一次在英语里面要打断别人不要觉得很紧张不要不好意思 Stick with these expressions I think you'll be good
I think so too And let us know if there are any other situations Like interrupting people, cutting people off That you would like us to talk about
我在想跟配偶啊跟你的这个另一半 spouse 或者 boyfriend, girlfriend 这种能用吗、因为比如我老公 could you say, could I cut in?
Why are you asking me? We should be asking you this question.
我们问我们的用户好不好、我们问我们的听众除了工作场合除了和朋友之间你跟你的另一半会不会也遇到你很想打断他的情况
Ooh, this could get a little spicy.
好，那感谢大家的收听，我们今天的节目就到这儿，下次再见。
All right, bye guys. Happy interrupting.